Yo, 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 yo! Peter Sweeney! What is going on, man? My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Happy hump day. Say it with me, Pete.
Good morning, Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is April 22nd. Damn. It feels good to be a Kansas Cityan today. Hey. As you're waking up in KC, the real feel.
Give me that.
Real.
High of 50s, low 60s, it looks like. So not a bad day today when it comes to temperature-wise, but you're looking at some rain. There should be some on and off rain literally all day long. Perfect day to stay inside, hang out with your lovely family members. High 65, low 53.
Maybe some of your KC Morning Hoes. Get caught up on the podcast. Check your feeds.
Sure. Be like camp. That's what we always say in the show. Be like camp.
Be like camp. Yep.
On Thursday, some AM cloudiness and then some sun in the afternoon. PM sun. High 75, low 53. Then we'll be back with you on Friday. But today, it's a Wednesday, so we're with you. We're strong. We're long.
Always. Always. What? 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 It's early for that, man. Come on.
Trying to get
calm that down.
Our freak on. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
Wow. Oh, wow. Here he goes. You are in rare form today, my friend.
Feeling y'all gonna make
hot?
Me
feeling
go
good?
All out. Up in here, up in here.
Up in here, up in here. See how I match the key? Sometimes I'm just so proud of myself. Blown
you
away. Blown away. Pete, how's the new pad, man? You feeling good today? I feel like things are going well for you.
I made a change. I made a life change. And it's something I need to do every time we have a show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think when we started this thing, I just figured, okay, you know what? I'll just wake up. You know, I'll just wake up and deal with whatever amount of sleep I have. And I've noticed I just need to go to bed earlier when we do the show because I don't have enough energy.
You're so, a little lethargic, if you will.
So last night, your boy made a goal of getting into bed by 9:30.
Okay.
Got in at 10:06. So, hey, all right.
Hey, tie goes to the runner, man. That's not bad at all. That's close.
But it probably was about 2 hours earlier than I would usually go to bed. And yeah, I'm feeling more energetic. Now, don't get me wrong. There was a little bit of that grogginess when I first woke up, but I got
happens to the best of us
going. I'm caffeinated. I'm ready to
cheers.
Cheers, virtual
brother.
Cheers. We're on Zoom.
Virtual cheers because we're doing that. I got a Zoom story in the news too.
So yes, coffee. It's good to get your energy flowing. Good to keep you regular. So there's multitude of reasons to drink coffee. We're coffee supporters on this show.
Speaking of staying regular, I forgot to ask you this question on Monday. It's one of the most important things about moving into a new pad, man. How is/are, because I don't know how many bathrooms you got, but how are the bathrooms? How is the bathroom? How many you got?
I was worried about this myself. I actually have 1.5, which is cool.
There you go. So how are the bathrooms? There you go.
So the Royal Throne, it is a little tighter than I would typically like. But
that's what she said.
I think I'll get used to it. The thing that I like is there for like the main bathroom is there's like a double room. So you have the sink area and then you could close another door, which is always better for guests. And then the other one, you're going to like this. And this will throw it back to a few shows ago. If you follow the KC Morning Show, it's sort of the guest bathroom, half a bathroom from the living room. And I'm making it the Dave Matthews bathroom. I've ordered these lyric visual art of the songs. And
you ordered things? You have accessories coming?
Frames.
Etsy this ish? Oh, Peter.
This is my first real adult apartment. Here, I'll show you something I got. Here's a
Let me see this.
Here's a Sports Illustrated.
Oh, put that Syracuse propaganda away. Is that the 03 year? Is that the KU Syracuse year?
The only championship. There's Carmelo Anthony.
Look at that. Boo. Boo this man.
So
boo.
Yeah, I'm decorating it like an adult. I feel like an adult. So that's a big life change. It feels good. I got
Peter golf. D. Sween. The D stands for designer.
Dapper. Dumb man, whatever you want to say, all day, every day. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about where life is going. I wish I could go outside. I love the area. I think it's going to be a fun area to live in once things normalize. Still, I'm all right. I'm getting there. It's been a tough whirlwind for me because I go from moving, which I would, you know, just to be honest, I'm probably about 60 or 70% of the way there. I still have a lot.
That's pretty good, man.
Unpacking to do. But I run right into the NFL draft, which we'll talk about in sports. I do want to ask you a question, and I don't know how I missed this on Monday, but what is going on with this new lady on your social feeds?
Hey, hey, bud, why don't you change the topic?
Usually I would say we're not going to keep this on the podcast air, but this is something you put out there. There's a date night. It looked like everything is closed. It looked like you guys were at some sort of fancy restaurant.
We made the Chateau de Kitty. We decided to turn the living room into a upscale eatery and exquisite drink hub. It was dope. We got all dressed up. Anyway, yeah, I got a little quarantine, corn queen.
I'm happy because
we're having a good time.
You're putting the E in for effort, and I could see that. I could see that on your Instagram.
It's a first for everything, isn't it? I don't know what's happening. This is so weird. I'm so not used to this. I am. It's been a blast. We're having a good time.
I'm gonna plug Hartzell's Instagram. You got to go on and see this post. It looks like they made a fort. It's a fort for adults that you guys
made. How do we look? How do we look, man? How'd I do?
Pepper.
I clean up pretty well, right? I think we both clean up well. Yes. She got the tats. I got tats.
You and I both do clean up well. I agree with that.
You had to throw yourself back in there, didn't you? Yeah, too. Well, yeah. Wish me luck, buddy. Good luck, buddy. I'm very excited. Things are going well. It's been fun. We'll see where it goes. I feel like it's a junior college screenplay.
As a great man, the Joker once said, "Why so serious?" This is a new thing for you, and so we take it in stride.
Yeah, I know. But well, I'm a pretty person. My new chick's a pretty person, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty as well. And the thing we always say on this show is no rear view mirrors. This is an abnormal car, and we don't look behind. We only look forward. So kudos to us. Kudos to you and your fort. I'm excited to see.
I'm a champagne guy now, man. We drink champagne every night. So
pinky up.
Naturally. It's not bad.
Mimosas for the hostess. And off we go.
Off to the races. Pete, everything else is solid. You're set. You're gearing up for the draft. You're all good to go.
Yeah, trying my best here.
As good as you can, I guess.
I'm strapped in and ready to go as best I can, yeah.
Oh, I like it when you say that. I had planned on keeping this for the news segment, but I feel like it might be more appropriate right now because it's pretty much a useless story. So let's not waste it in the news bit. Let's do it now. Peter E. Sween. The E stands for environment.
A unique day in American history, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
Act or die. They just don't make newsman like that anymore. You know, they don't. What happened to that newsman voice? I miss that so much.
I've said that on the show before that I would be, I feel, as a person who does sports and does TV and radio and such, I don't think I would have a job if it was still the 90s where it was like, yo, you got to understand that Joe Montana is coming from
San Francisco to your Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, you had to talk what is that. This cadence, man? What is this? What is that? Man, I mean, and I it have, changed every, like, every decade. It changed to some kind of new thing. Like, 40s had the, hey, make sure you go see the new talkies. And then you had, like, the 70s and the 80s, where it was very much the, like, iconic, you have to talk like this as he crosses the 5 and the 10-5 touch. Down, you know, it's very official sounding.
Well, there's an up-and-coming guy, see? And it's his name is John F. Kennedy, see? And he's going to be the new face of America, see?
But then you had the 90s and, like, the early 2000s with the morning zoo, and everybody's just kind of a douchebag.
Oh, hello. Welcome into the Z Morning Zoo. Elvis Duran and your pal, Radio Henry, bringing it in live.
See? And then you play, like, you know, fart noise, burr, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Back to Earth Day. I don't know how we got to a critique of radio. Every year on April 22nd, Earth Day marks the anniversary of the birth of a modern environmental movement of the 1970s. How about that? That wasn't bad. In fact, hold on. I'm going to read this whole thing as if I were Walter Cronkite. In the decades leading up, first Earth Day, Americans were consuming vast amounts of leaded gas through massive, inefficient automobiles.
Yuck.
Until this point, the mainstream American media remained largely oblivious to the environment concerns of how a polluted environment threatens your human health. Act or die.
You gotta be yourself. I think just being yourself is smart for you. I'm happy that we're celebrating Earth Day. Have you seen the recent pictures of Los Angeles and the lack of smog because everyone's staying home?
Mm-hmm.
There's no pollution, or less pollution, I should say, in the air. And usually when you look out from the hills of L.A. into the city, it is cloudy. Reminds you of a smoky cigar room, the cigar box in Kansas City, but just for an entire city. And now it is crystal clear. I mean, this thing, it is a new city. It reminds me of a city you would make in SimCity 2000. That's what L.A. looks like at the moment.
You did all that just to get to a SimCity reference, didn't you? Like, that was a long walk just to plug that game, wasn't it?
You got to understand, and this is another good part that we're in the NPR podcast era. I just speak from whatever comes through my mind. There is just a general lack of filter. As the years have gone on, slowly but surely, I'll develop a little bit of a filter, but I wasn't thinking about SimCity until I started talking about it.
And that's the thing. You've gotten so better at this, Pete, because you've loosened up. It's now just a stream of consciousness. I remember our first show, November 15th. Long may that day rain. You know, you're a little bit uptight, a little bit stiff. You know, you very much came on. You came to the show with an outline that wasn't loose. It was very strict. And now, man, you got your plaid on. Looks like you have an Enjoy Coke shirt underneath. God, you're just living life by the seat of your pants. That's speculating blindly, like I told you we should be doing more often.
I have pajama pants on, actually, underneath.
Let me see this. And they're still plaid.
Yeah, we don't even have to go outside today. And they kind of match my button down. So
I'm so proud of you, man.
Good for me, good for us.
Here's what I'm thinking, is that you look good. You're feeling good. You've got the energy, the electricity in the air. I think that conditions are ideal. Shall we do the news? You want to take me to this thing we call the news? Talk about some things. Discuss some stuff. Peter N. Swain, the N stands for newsman. Let's take it to the news, man.
Let's do the news. In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yes! Oh, Pete did it this time. All right, you did that one. Let me try mine.
I don't want to blow your head up, but you have this quality of your voice. And listen, I'm not going to say that you would get far in any of these competitions, but you got enough level in your voice to get past, like, the initial round of The Voice or American Idol.
Wow. This is just the best day of my life. Wow.
You wouldn't survive past, like, the actual singers, like, once we get to, like, the competition, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think you can make Blake Shelton turn around or somebody with that.
Now, am I doing it as a singer, or am I just as a hype man, like, Flavor Flav style?
Well, I mean...
Because if I go to, like... To- yeah, America's Got Talent, right, then I can do whatever.
You could pick if you pick your show correctly, you might be able to go a little further. I would sing though. I mean, I don't know. I think that's your best bet.
These singers on these shows. What do I go with?
They think that they can turn, you know, a rock into a piece of jewelry on these shows. So I would go to the singer show, let become someone's project. Be like, oh, Christina, how are you gonna help me become a better singer? And she'll, you know, come on in with you. They'll say, come on over, baby.
I was waiting for it. I was like, there's got to be a genie in the bottle reference in root. All right, Pete.
Got to run me the right way.
Well, I guess I have a second career in reality TV game show singing competitions.
Yeah. Let the chickens hatch, but you never know. Okay.
I got the Peter M. Swain, the M stands for music endorsement. Who would have thought? What a Wednesday. Happy hump day. Baby!
Another one.
I enjoyed that.
DJ Swallowed. Wait a minute.
Can you tell the news is just kind of weak today? We are just stretching, just milking this news intro. Nobody enjoys their own intro, I don't think, as much as us.
Right.
We're proud of that thing.
Kudos to Rebecca with two B's for bringing the heat.
That's right. That's the best imaging in the game, baby. Let's do the news. I've prolonged it long enough. So we got some more money, Maine. More money on the way, especially if you are a small business. There is a thing called the PPP. It's the Paycheck Protection Program. Well, they had passed that initially during one of those rounds of stimulus packages, and it ran out. Like, it ran out pretty quick. And now they've passed a new bill, and should have some cash headed our way.
Congress approving another $484 billion for loans after the first round of funding ran out. But new reports claim at least 75 publicly traded companies, some worth more than $100 million, cashed in on the first payout.
The intent of this was for business that needed the money.
While Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin insists those big businesses will pay that money back, Trump called out one institution in particular.
I'm not going to mention any other names, but when I saw Harvard, they have one of the largest endowments anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, I guess, and they're going to pay back that money.
Let's keep it on Harvard, and obviously the people at Harvard today are saying, you know what's cooler than $1 million, $1 billion, and they went ahead and again pulled the social network, and they're trying to get money out of this right on the Harvard campus again.
That's the legacy of Zuckerberg.
Tisk, tisk.
I always try to find a jig. What's that angle? The deal totals more than $480 billion and appropriates $320 billion for the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. The SBA, Pete, that's what Linda McMahon used to be in charge of. $60 billion set aside for lenders. Community financial institutions as well. $60 billion for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. Man, they got to get some better acronyms for these things. And then $25 billion for testing. $75 billion for hospitals, which is one of the big things that was holding up the package, was the testing and the hospital funding. But that should be signed here this week. So y'all need that cash, go to the bank. Go bank.
My whole life, it's always been this running American joke about how in debt we are. This coronavirus has not helped. This has not been something.
No way. It just feels nice that the rest of the country knows how I feel. It's like, welcome to my life, y'all. It sucks, doesn't it? We will rebuild, Pete. We got this.
If you build it, they will come. And that's something you got to remain to hold your head high on.
But who do you give the check to? Like, who's paying the bill?
The best person to have any kind of money to figure out what to deal with is the Monopoly Man, and let him distribute, because he gives the money out evenly. You can buy what you want with it, and then, you know, we'll see in this capitalist economy who comes out.
But he's quarantined right now. He's self-isolating. So what do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
Right.
From national to local, let's get a little update. Your corona content on your KC Morning Show.
There are 2,167 cases in Kansas. That is an increase of 133 from a day ago. 107 people have died. In Missouri, there are now 6,048 cases. That's an increase of 155. five from a day ago. 228 people have died from COVID-19 in that state.
So even with all those totals, Governor Parsons still set to reopen. And he's got, of course, some nuance in between there, but he's still set to open this bad boy up.
I want to be careful saying everything. We still got to deal with things like the nursing homes. We got to look at things where there's high risk. You still got casinos we're in part of discussing. Those types, the majority of the businesses, especially the service area, whether that's restaurants, whether that's beauticians, whether that's barbershops, whether those are box stores, will all be open in our guidance. We'll give them the opportunity to open.
Okay. Hey, totally Corona aside, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but that man's voice when he is talking, I'm just, man, do you need to spit? Like, I feel like
it's funny that you say this because I was having an inner dialogue with myself as to whether or not to attack him for his voice. And I chose.
And this one was just bad, man. This one was just, of all the audio we've done the last few weeks, this one, he was especially moist today.
Internally, I had chosen the high road, and I'm glad you went for the low road to keep us parallel on this imaginary road.
You know how I am, man. We set that bar real low on my side of the content.
I think this is a thing that anyone can relate to. Parsons, to me, in Missouri, is like the guy that is in your office. Everybody has this in their jobs. I have three jobs, and I certainly know who I'm talking about here. We're not going to say it on air. But you're like, how did this person get in his position? Like, mm-hmm. What was the course of events for this person? Because it just sounds like Mike Parsons has no idea what he's doing. No idea. And yeah, I mean,
he's like that John Travolta gif, you know, where he's walking in circles and doesn't quite know what he's doing.
Look, open up gradually, you know, do what you want. You've seen a number of reports that say there could be waves of this virus, right? Again, we're not experts. I'm sure they're relying on people, but at a certain point, like I think people are wanting to say open it because the economy needs to get back to where it is. While that's true, what would kill the economy is having to reset and do this again and restart the clock.
And is it even worth it, especially if you end up resetting just so 9 states can reopen? That's not going to restart the economy. Opening up Osceola, Missouri, as Kansas City is still under lockdown, right, ain't going to do nothing for Missouri. As much as I love Osceola, I love Boy Scout camp, it's not going to really do much to jumpstart in this thing. So what's the rush? What's the rush?
I get that we all want to work. A Boy Scout, I will say that.
Eagle Scout, baby. I am. I got my Eagle Scout. I got a week before my 18th birthday, and that is when the deadline is up. So that is definitely on brand.
We'll have to have you make a fire on our new YouTube and Instagram channel.
I would love to.
If you and I had a fire competition, you would destroy me. I mean, in an actual fire. I mean, I might start dancing and do some wedding moves. I am a fantastic wedding dancer and bring the fire that way. But
I was like, what kind of fire are you talking about?
I feel like you would be actual fire. I'll give you the nod on that one.
Hey, here, I'll share some of that, man. You work in sports, and I know you need some fire takes. So why don't I give you some of my heat, and you can maybe put a thing together? I'm always looking out for you, Pete, is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Positive stories. Let's get to some good news. Doctors and nurses are returning. We talked a few weeks ago, so I guess this is technically a follow-up to our KC News break. Some doctors and nurses are returning. They were helping out in New York, and some of them are even gearing up to go back.
After serving in New York, the medical professionals returned tonight after helping hundreds of critically ill COVID-19 patients. Now, the volunteers were there for 2 weeks and say it's organized chaos there. They say the hospitals have scaled up adding dozens of beds, but it's not enough.
Because the hospital is full, they have to wait for a bed to open up, space to open up, so they just left them in the emergency room. And so you'd go in the next day for your shift or the next day, and they'd still be there.
Gary Morsch, he returned to KCI, and he led a team of 6 doctors, a nurse practitioner, and they all went to Queens, man, one of the hot spots of the COVID-19 outbreak. I wish that I had it in me. I'm self-aware enough to say I don't, but these folks are heroes, and that's amazing. And like I said, a few of them trying to go back.
I am a big fan of Queens. That's where I grew up. Cool. And to know that that is one of these like ground zeros, and you know, people from the area are going to help out, man, it connects me. My favorite story of Kansas City was the fact that the Giants played the Chiefs after 9/11, and there was this like major 100 plus grand donation that just was collected in a fireman's boot at the game. So this is another of the stories that like connects KC and New York. So really cool. And kudos to the people for going out and helping an area that needs it.
So I guess we have taken the leap of faith, Pete. We're on Zoom. We're currently recording this thing on Zoom now because we're going to start doing some video stuff, at least while we're isolated and while we're doing this thing remotely. I was someone who was really trying to not do this thing because I had heard the horror stories. I don't know what China's got on me. I'm assuming they've already got my DNA, but I don't need to help them. Like, let's make it at least a little difficult for them. And so the new thing now is called, let me make sure I get this right. It's Zoom bombing. Let's just take a look.
Zoom has become an important tool for all of us, hoping to stay connected in an isolating time. The popularity has hackers taking notice.
Since these Zoom bombing incidences have happened, we've been communicating with our faculty on the steps that they should take.
Reports of Zoom bombings are popping up nationwide, like in Colorado, where hackers broadcasted racist and inappropriate content to online classes, or in Florida, where a mom says a pornographic video popped up on her fourth grader's virtual classroom.
I put my hand on their side of their screen so he wouldn't see anything.
I had never heard this before, but again, I'm late to the Zoom train. They gave you four pieces of advice to keep your Zoom private. Oh my God, what am I doing? This was another opportunity for a list. The moment's passed. Too late. Okay, we'll do a list of Hartsville on Friday. Man, what am I doing?
Hey, see,
Zoom has messed this up for me. I've already got I'm frazzled. Him?
Whoa, there it is, the Zoom bubble floating away. Hi, Zoom bubble. Bye.
I was going to do a list of hearts. Well, should I have? All right, we'll just do the numbers. Number one, don't use your personal meeting ID for the meeting. Instead, use a pre-meeting ID. I don't even know what that means. Pete, do you know what that means? Is that a thing?
No idea.
Okay. Enable waiting room. It's a feature that you can see who's attempting to join the meeting before allowing them to access. You ever done that before?
Nope. Anyone who wants to could come on the show at this point. So if you're out there and want to come on, just find out the ID.
Number three, disable other options, including the ability of others to join before the host does. Okay. Okay. This seems like a lot of work. This is why I just hit one button and Pete controls all that. Number four, once the meeting begins and everybody is in, lock the meeting to outsiders so nobody can come in and, I guess, bombard the meeting. This seems like a lot of work. I don't know what you're doing on the other end of this thing, Pete, but if you've got it, then let's just consider this to be done.
I kind of feel like what they have here, and bear with me, is a reboot for MTV, Zoom Raiders.
We have here, wait, what is this?
What is what?
Oh my God, that's disgusting. I need my spy kit for this one.
Oh my God, what did he find?
Don't look in there.
Oh wow. We have more porn.
The dating show Room Raiders, but on via Zoom, where the guys are just watching from their isolated chambers someone else going into their room with obviously a mask and, mm-hmm. and gloves. Mm-hmm. And you can't really see who you might be dating. And then at the end, you take off the mask for protection and you see, oh, and then, you know, they go on their virtual date like Steve did last week. And you have a new MTV show, Zoom Raiders, and it's safe because everyone's protected.
It's not bad. So in this reboot of Room Raiders, I'm sorry, Zoom Raiders, do you put that UV light? Would you put it like on the laptop or something like that? Because no, you know that was always the bad one.
That was a gross part, and I think for the reboot, we just get rid of it.
Okay.
I think that was a gross thing.
Come on, man, sex sells. Come on, yeah. We got to find a way to make some money on this podcast, hey, too, dude, so let's make this work.
Business is zooming, as they say, and so good on those bombers out there.
You want some free food, Pete? I guess you probably can't get free food. I mean, I think what you do is vital. Dare I say maybe essential. You are an editor-in-chief of, you know, a sports website, Arrowhead Pride. I like to think that you're essential.
What is this conversation?
But you know, McDonald's would think otherwise. They're not going to give you a free meal, but they will be giving thank you meals free to first responders and healthcare workers.
After billions and billions, these are the most important meals we've ever served. Through May 5th, we'll be feeding first responders and healthcare workers thank you meals for free. It's our honor to serve you.
Did we just give a that was just a free ad for McDonald's. What did the hell am I doing?
I was about to say, did you note the humble brag extreme at the end? After billions
big
and
time.
Billions,
it was kind of gross, to be honest with
after
you.
After billions and billions of meals, meaning.
It's like that thing we had on Monday, you know, the guy that gave away the money. Cool, man. Like, that's awesome. And but also he also had to tweet about it. Come
right.
on.
Right. Like, did you see the movie Supersize Me? You can't eat McDonald's every day. That guy was about to die.
It's like, come on, man. Come on. So starting today, you know, like, that's 2 days.
I have something, one more thing to say. I'm sorry, Hartzell. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You said, oh, I am not eligible for McDonald's meals. Well, guess what? They're eligible for a meal for me. They can eat it. How about that?
Starting today, Mickey D's giving out free thank you meals to first responders, healthcare workers all across the country. They're doing that up and through May 5th. There we go, May 5th. And we're going to wrap our news break with this right here. If you've been listening to your KC Morning Show, I guess since the rise of the corona outbreak, you know that Peter has got himself a bit of a crush. He is a sucker for leadership, all right?
That's rings.
What gets
love
him.
Nipple rings as well.
Nipple rings and leadership. That is two things that really gets Pete hot and heavy. And there's
true.
And there's a new thing, a new trend, a new classification. Peter C. Swain. The C stands for Cuomosexual.
Mm. I have someone sending me a sweater that says that and then a hat. I mean, we should get some masks made, right?
So there's a new trend now. The love story that goes on between the media and ourselves. The love story that is the Cuomo brothers. So you've got Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, one of which is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and then Chris is on CNN. Chris got coronavirus, but, you know, and they've got that brother relationship that everybody loves. And like I said, Andrew seems to be doing pretty well. People seem to be liking him. And now he has spurred his own classification. Infatuation a la Cuomo. Cuomosexual. Would you consider yourself a Cuomosexual, Pete?
I am. I am an extreme Cuomosexual, and I embrace everything that comes along with it. He loves nipple rings. He loves riding on his motorcycle. He loves ventilators. I'm all in. Give me all three. Let's ride. I wish this guy ran for president. I've told you before, I think Joe's going to get beat. I would hope that these experts would figure it out. Maybe ask our guy Fauci from the couch what he thinks about the situation. Yeah, I'm all in. And again, I have my doubts. So I'll say Cuomo. 2024. I'll be in my ripe in my mid 30s, and I'll be ready for the president of my lifetime. And it's Andrew Cuomo, baby.
Sweeney.
Hey, how are you, buddy? It's me. I'm great, man.
Why don't you go ahead and do a thing for me? Why don't you finish your thought?
The KC Morning Show.
I just thought we'd run it back. You know, I thought
what
that.
What just happened there?
Here's the thing. I had the audio still queued up, and we were just kind of stepping all over each other. So I thought, well, we'll just do it again. Let's just restart.
All right, welcome into sports. The Royals are still not playing, which it hurts me. I think
it does. It does.
You know, here's a wild theory.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't take this that seriously. This is obviously a joke, so let me say that. Did the MLB cause coronavirus? Because that was a dying sport. If they are able to come back for 60 games, everybody in the world is going to be watching baseball. Mm-hmm. And 162 games was too much. It was getting boring. Mm-hmm. They finally had like a storyline and it involved like cheating in the worst way. If baseball could ever start, everyone in this city is going to be watching every Royals game like it's October of 2015.
Yep.
Excited for that. I don't even have that. That just popped in my head. The main story from yesterday, Rob Gronkowski is back in the NFL.
Is this real? Is this a real thing?
Play that sound.
Wendy, we have the terms of a trade now in place between the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Patriots are sending the rights to Rob Gronkowski along with a 7th-round draft pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a 4th-round draft pick. And so that trade is agreed to, essentially. Rob Gronkowski will have to pass his physical for the trade to go through.
Are you for real? This is a thing. I thought he was wrestling. I thought he was a WWE guy now.
So Gronk retired after the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2018.
Right.
He was, his body was tired. He was done mentally, so on and so forth. You've seen him doing a bunch of different things where he was into the CBD and then was a Lakers dancer.
That's right.
He joined the WWE. He signed a contract with them.
He's at WrestleMania.
The Patriots thought about trading the 24/7 WWE champion 2 years ago when he was still playing, and he said he'd rather retire than play without Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
So he ends up retiring after 2018. When he came back this time around, the Patriots still have his rights. So he told them he would only play for the Tampa Bay Bucks so he could play with Brady. So here we are. Brady and Gronk together again.
How does this always seem to happen? How does Brady always find a way? I mean,
they're both older. I mean, Brady is what, approaching 43. Gronk is 31. A lot of people don't realize this, though, about Gronk. I just think he was around before Kelsey for a few years, and people think, oh, there's such a disparity in age. Gronk is only a year older than Travis Kelsey.
Right.
He's 31 and Kelsey's 30. Gronk had a few more years in the league to develop his numbers and such, and had a quarterback before Kelsey did in Tom Brady. And so Gronk, now with the year off, he may be able to go another 2 or 3 years, but he doesn't want to play. I mean, you've seen Gronk in interviews. You've seen how his brain works. He just is like not playing with quarterback other than Brady. So it's like caveman mentality. I think what he probably saw was like, wow, you see from afar what kind of camp Bill Belichick runs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this camp where things are not that fun, I would bet. You know, you look at that where Bruce Arians is, if you've seen this guy Hartzell, if you're not into sports, he's just like this laid back older guy, kind of has like that Joe Madden feel,
mm-hmm.
wears that Irish cap. I don't even know what they call it, but just looks like a lot more fun. Yeah.
Like the so Samuel Jackson goes, look.
Tom Brady goes down to Tampa. He moves into Derek Jeter's mansion, which, by the way, I've seen it. It is just a fantastic place to live. Mm. He's on the water. They have Gasparilla, which we talked about shows and shows and shows ago, where it's this big, big party. Gronk probably saw it and goes, man, football could be fun again, right? So he says, all right, I'm going to come back in the league. I want to play for Tampa and Tampa only. Bill Belichick is standing there. And I saw this online, so I'm not going to take credit for this joke. But he's like, I could trade a pro wrestler for a 4th-round pick. I'm doing it. And that's essentially what happened yesterday.
Hey, not just any pro wrestler, the current reigning and defending 24/7 heavyweight champion of the world.
Right. And here's
a joke. That's a real thing, by the way.
Out there, what I would have is a defensive player bringing a referee and just mid tackle, just bring him out there, count him. And
1, 2, 3, ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding.
The NFL draft is this week. No other news, and the Chiefs will pick at number 32 on Thursday. Nothing really new. They have the last pick of the night. So if you're going to watch the draft on Thursday, maybe take a nap during the day. You see how energetic I am today. I'm going to be a zombie on Friday on the show. The Bengals pick first. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is expected to go to them. We'll have you covered on Chiefs-related happenings at arrowheadpride.com. There was a Chiefs rumor this week that caused a stir. NBC sports writer Peter King has said the Chiefs are rumored to be interested in trading up in the first round, which is crazy because they only have 5 picks, for Alabama receiver Henry Ruggs. That would be nuts. Henry Ruggs runs a 4.27 40-yard dash. That was faster than Mecole Hardman, who has blazing speed.
Oh, wow.
And Tyreek Hill's already on the team. He's sub 4.3. So the Chiefs are already one of the fastest teams in the league and would only enhance that fact. That would be insane. I mean, 3-4-3 guys plus Travis Kelce. As they say in the sports business, Startzel, stay tuned. Arrowheadpride.com. And then this finally.
This guy. You are good at your job. A little update
for you on how sports are going. Well, how are sports going? The Chiefs right tackle, Mitch Schwartz, has launched a cooking show on social media.
Hey, everyone. Mitch Schwartz here with the Kansas City Chiefs, and welcome to the first episode of Mitch in the Kitchen.
Yes.
Mitch in the kitch. I think he made some open-faced egg salad. Hey, that's
Did it look good? Did it look like something you would eat?
You know, I trust that it tastes really good because Schwartz actually, he'll post stuff on social media all the time about the type of foods that he likes. but it, this particular thing he whipped up didn't look good. I imagine it tastes phenomenal.
It would have to taste good. Mitch and the Kitch.
I love this idea, actually, because he makes stuff like this all the time. I had actually thought of this idea myself, but the Chiefs keep their players so wrapped tightly that it can only exist. This type of thing could only exist if the team was affiliated. So that's what happened. I'm sure a good friend of mine, Dane, is involved in producing it. Dane and Evan, who are great friends of mine from my time with the Chiefs. A 2 to 3 minute cooking show. And this is the sports highlight we have right now because of the way things are going. Mitch and the Kitch. Mitch and the Kitch.
Who would have thought, Pete, that in the year of our Lord 2020, it's April 22nd, draft week. Who would have thought that we're talking about that we will be talking about a cooking segment featuring Mitchell Schwartz.
Yeah,
that's where we are, man. That's where we are. But you know what though? Hey, I love it.
That's the world we live in now.
You got something for me? You got any kind of events or any kind of, I don't know. You going to take me somewhere?
Yeah, I got a couple events. It's tough to really find anything. And what's depressing when I look up these things is you see all the events that were just on these bars and restaurants calendar since like January. Like there was a couple NFL draft watch parties that are just still on their Facebooks, which are not happening. Earth Day.
They haven't come to terms yet. They just can't pull the trigger yet.
A few things. Earth Day 2020 VIP movie private screening. There are online tickets available. Online screening of Jane Goodall, The Hope, at the A-STEAM, Virtual Academy, asteamvillage.org. So there you go. Calling on students, teachers, and parents. The Hope, National Geographic. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, hey, I got one. I got a virtual event.
What?
I don't know why I stepped on this. My station's doing it, the place that actually employs me. We are doing 96.5 The Buzz here in Kansas City. I'm going to just totally take over this segment, Pete. Sorry about that. We are launching virtual Buzz Beach Ball. It's like our biggest concert series of the year, Buzz Beach Ball. So we're doing it virtually. I'm trying to pull up on my Twitter because I didn't check the email. This Friday and Saturday, it's going to be a 2-day event. Starts at 6 o'clock. Go to 965thebuzz.com for all your info. But yeah, we got bands playing. We got a concert feel, but you can watch it from the comforts of your couch. And that's this Friday and Saturday, courtesy of 965 The Buzz.
Very cool. Keeping it with Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Listen. We announced this show yesterday. It's considered breaking news. I could have put it in the news block, but you know what? I said no. I did you a solid.
Lifted Spirits guest bartender Eric Schmidt of Dotson's. He'll be doing a virtual Instagram live, and we'll demo this week's cocktail menu, and then you can pre-order cocktail kits for delivery, which is
cocktail kits
from Lifted Spirits. Yeah, if you want to be slinging some drinks at home. Today at 9:30 p.m. This is having a Happy Trees Painting Company. Looks like they'll be doing a live tutorial, and supplies are available to purchase. You can do some painting. Looks like at home, which is fun. And then the Office virtual trivia night from City Barrel, that happens tonight at 7 p.m. You can go to citybarrelbrewing.com to order. It looks like you can play at home. I don't know about virtual trivia. I'm gonna kind of put down the event I just. It's got to be such a temptation if you're already on the computer to just look up the answer.
It's not fun that way. I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'm sure it's a great event. I'm sure everyone should do it. But yeah, it just seems like kind of a cop out. By the way, I found the artist playing our virtual Buzz Beach Ball because I'm prepared for this segment. Friday and Saturday this week, Marion Hill, Group Love, Third Eye Blind, Barnes Courtney, Matt Mason, Taylor Jansen, Meg Myers, Saint Motel, Flora Cass, Shade. We got Neon Trees, Dreamers, The Unlikely Candidates, Winnetka Bowling League, The Cold War Kids, Airborne Toxic Event, Robert DeLong, and Kay Flay. All those bands / artists playing our virtual Buzz Beach Ball this Friday and Saturday. Details at 965 The Buzz.
I do enjoy the Cold War Kids. I think they're pretty good.
They're excellent. Meg Myers is on that show. Third Eye Blind. That's going to be dope. Anyway, if you're interested, totally free. Come stream.
Okay. That's all I got for events. Again, I can't wait for the city to reopen so I can have 5 to 10 like I used to have, but that's what I was able to find for today.
But you know what you do have. You know what you got for these folks on a Wednesday to keep them going as you feel a little bit low right now, Pete. You know what you have to turn this thing around? A little Wednesday wisdom for these KC morning hoes. Am I right or am I right?
Listen, man, hard for me to deny that for sure.
So here's what we're going to do. Do you have your quotes pulled up?
I'm getting them right now, yeah. Okay, I like to do it the last second so that they're fresh in my brain.
Yeah, that's how I do most of the show prep on this show.
No, you proved that last segment. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, that's not very nice, Pete. I am ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Break him off with something. I'm going to break him off with a little Chuck Mangione, a little Feel So Good action.
This is the longest song ever.
It's a long intro. Maybe give us a few more quotes than normal.
I have a little anecdote. So I have friends that have moved away by now, but Adam and Kevin, they used to put this song on at a crowded bar for like 5 to 10 times in a row, and it just would clear out the bar.
I'm just happy someone else knows this track. I love Chuck Mangione, and I think I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read this, that this song was the first ever to chart number one with no lyrics. I may be wrong with that. That might be totally inaccurate, and that's fine, but I feel like I read that in an article that I can't remember.
It's amazing if you're at a bar or restaurant, just like how quickly this clears out the place. And
the album cover of him grabbing onto the fugal horn.
And it shows you just how much music matters when you're like out and about. But anyway,
that's funny because they play themselves. Because if you put this on at Kelly's, man, I just order another drink. I'm not going anywhere. They just got more of my patronage.
I do wonder if you cross paths at some point. But anyway, I digress. Write down the things that are on your mind. The simple act of listing your thoughts can have a cathartic and healing effect. From Julia Laughlin. Nothing more. Oh, this is good. Okay. Nothing is worth more than this day. That's from Johann Wolfgang.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get to the part that's fun. Let's get to the fast part.
There we go. For birthdays and shooting stars, but knowing without a doubt what you want and how you're going to get it, that's a concrete commitment.
Concrete.
Scott Allen, Drive Your Destiny.
Yeah.
It is recommended that if an inspirational quote can be read every day, it will definitely help you to rise to your full potential. Game that we only read these quotes on Wednesday, then.
You know what? You gotta keep stretching it out. They gotta right keep here. Coming back.
Listen, that was by Johnson. That's what's listed on that one.
Just Johnson.
The knowledge of how to do it is contained in why it shouldn't be done. That's from Israel Moore, Eye of War, 101 Keys to Everyday Passion. Recently, I realized that I have already lived more of my life than what I have left. Somehow that made me even more determined than ever to make the most of my time. Kudos to Joyce. Joyce Meyer sees the day, also known as Carpe Diem. I wrote that one. Pete Sweeney, Carpe Diem. Success comes with the attitude of success, filled in one's mind, and so comes failure with the attitude for failure in the mind. I got more my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
There it was. That's
Jeff Melanie. Here, you got this one, Hart. So you got to decide to be happy. You got to decide where you want to live. You got to decide what you want to try. Yep. You got to decide how to make a decision. That's Eric Thomas, self-motivation.
Woo! Woo!
That which you think about, you create. Thoughts are things. And that which you think about, good or bad, you create your own reality. That author's unknown.
Unknown stays undefeated.
Parts unknown.
If you get a
continental champion. Old friends pass away, new friends appear. It is just like the days. An old day passes, a new day arrives. The important thing is to make it meaningful. A meaningful friend or a meaningful day. That's our guy, Dalai Lama.
Hey, can I throw one in?
Sure, man.
From the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes. I've wined and dined with kings and queens. I've slept in alleys and dined on pork and beans. Let that be inspiration for you. the American dream.
I'll end you with this one from Brianna Scurry, a soccer goalkeeper.
Get me there.
I'll tell you this. Don't be scurred as you listen to this. A champion is someone who does not settle for that day's practice, that day's competition, that day's performance. They're always striving to be better. They don't live in the past. And Hartzell, that brings the show full circle. Break those rearview mirrors. Look ahead. We are headed right into the weekend. Slide with me down this hump as we head to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. NFL draft. Make the most of it.
Make the most of it. And while you do that, make sure you feel so good.
That's your Wednesday wisdom here on the KC Morning Show.
It was smooth, too, Pete. Almost as smooth as this Chuck Mangione bugle horn. That's probably some of your best material, Pete.
Yeah, thank you. I looked it up about 6 minutes ago.
My man! Let's fade this out so we can get out of here. Ba-da-da-da. My man. You looking forward to staying up all night, Pete, and getting no sleep and covering football from now until, I guess, now it's go time. Once the draft starts, man, you are doing this till Super Bowl?
Right. So when you're covering the Super Bowl and in Miami and you're having all this fun and they win it and everything like that, you're not thinking about April 23rd when you're going to have to stay up till 3 a.m., sleep an hour, and then wake up and do the morning show. That is what's happening.
The life you live.
To me tomorrow. But, you know, at least we'll have something legitimate to talk about. We'll have a new chief on Friday morning for you, which will be cool. We think they could also, I could also stay up really late and they could trade out of the pick. That's another thing that could be
true.
So,
well, man, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And
hey, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be really picking a good one, hopefully. I'm hoping that Brett Veach calls me and says, who do you want? And I'll say, wait, you don't want me to make the pick? And he'll say, yeah. And I'll say, all right, just take the best cornerback that you guys have.
He'll be like, ah, man, I'm sorry, Brett. Man, my computer froze. I'm not sure which one you do now. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. It's robotic.
Peter, give me a letter.
R.
R. R. R. Peter R. Swain. Peter R. Swain. The R stands for my man is ready for the draft, ready to take on the day. We'll see you Friday.
The KC
we'll see you in
show.
The morning. Pete, say bye.
Smell ya.